5 a.m. can't come soon enough for folks like these. There's more than just a job to do, so they hit their knees. No, they recognize the need for all they do to provide a better future outdoors for me and you. They're what most folks want to be, but most folks won't ever see all it takes and what goes on behind the scenes. Designing new calls and building boats, outdoor writers and TV hosts, producing shows and stories so the whole world knows about new techniques for catching bass and better reels for smoother cast. They sure take pride in everything they do. There's no challenge that they won't work through, so they tirelessly keep going on. They work their fingers to the bone. They spend way too much time in the field and away from home. You can be sure they know what all this hard work is for. So now we honor you as legends, legends of the outdoors.
Yeah, the Legends of Outdoors Hall of Fame song. Kevin Blake Weldon, what a guy. Hey, this is your handsome but yet humble host, Ray I. First, we want to welcome our great friend, Mr. Gary Mason, Legends of the Hall of Fame.
Thank you, Ray. Glad to be here, man.
Hey, we got a great guest coming up, don't we?
Boy, we do.
The Hall of Fame.
I've been watching this gentleman most of my life, and, you know, I've gone up to South Dakota and places like that and hunted, and this is this guy is just absolutely phenomenal. He is one of the heroes of the outdoors industry.
No question.
And just
I'm going to have to ask this guy really just how old he is, because I know he's been doing television over 30 years.
Yeah, but he must have started when he was like 12.
Like he was 9. Hey, a little intro song for our guest. Here we go.
Spend all day out on this lake, and hell is all I catch. But today she met me at the door, said I would have to choose. And if I hit that fishing hole today, she'd be packing all her things and she'd be gone by noon. Well, I'm gonna miss her.
Better known to most people just as the Babe, isn't it?
The Babe.
The Babe. Hey, Babe Winkleman, welcome to Eyes on the Outdoors, my friend.
Well, thank you. And thank you guys for the unbelievable bunch of stuff you just made up about me.
Yeah, imagine that, Babe. Imagine we'd make something up about you. Before we go any further, congratulations, my friend, on being inducted into the Legends of the Outdoors Hall of Fame.
Oh, thank you so much, Ray. I am absolutely honored. I mean, it's not the reason a person goes about doing their life. You know, I mean, you do it for the reasons that you believe are what you should be doing. And it's just been an amazing 40-some years since I've been in the outdoors, full time at least.
You've done television forever, right?
A long time. I started with the Deep Woods Off Insect commercials in 1978. And that drove me to start Good Fishing in 1980. And it's been a long time.
You've been a busy boy.
Well, I like being busy. I grew up on a farm milking cows, and we had cows, pigs, chickens, and grain crops. And, I mean, you worked every day, 7 days a week. That's just what it was. And I guess I've never known anything else but that.
Well, I got a question for you from a listener. They want to know what's your favorite fish to go fishing for.
The next one I'm catching.
That's a boy.
They're all good. And fishing is the most incredible sport because it offers something for everybody. One end of the spectrum are hardcore tournaments where you take your life in your hands. I remember fishing a BASS tournament down in Sandy Cooper, South Carolina, where we got hit with a tornado. During the event, 22 boats were sunk. There was a station from Charleston watching the boats and the docks and everything just get wrapped up into a knot. And nobody got hurt. And I mean, these guys are as hard a core as exists. And then the next person can sit on a dock and on the lounge chair and get in the tent, have a spear in their hand, have a radio going, have a bobber out there. And if the bobber goes down, great. They'll catch your fish. And if it doesn't, well, they're just enjoying being there and smelling the outdoors and feeling the outdoors and hearing the sounds. And both of them are as successful as they can be. That's what's so cool about fishing. You can take it any way you want to with a person, and it can provide you what you're looking for.
So
it's nice, really nice.
You know, we're going to have a great time. I know that it's for most of our inductees, they wonder, well, what in the world is going to happen, you know, the day I go down there and go into the Hall of Fame. But it's just like a big family reunion, and we can't wait to have you down and share your wonderful career, because, you know, your career has been as long as anyone's in the outdoors industry. You're one of the most well-known outdoor celebrities, and I know most of us don't use the celebrity word, but you are that to all the rest of us and all of us that look up to you. And, you know, our tagline for Legends of the Outdoors is following in the footsteps, and you set the guidelines and standards for a lot of us to follow in your footsteps. And I just want you to know from the bottom of my heart how much I appreciate all you've done. And, you know, a lot of our guys don't realize they're doing stuff for others as they're trying to make a living in this industry, but you do each and every day. You open doors and for other people, and thank you for what you've done.
Hey. Well, thank you so much, Gary. We've always looked at it that our show was to be a service to the people in the audience. You know, so when we first started with television, I kind of got pushed into it. I didn't think I was smart enough to know what the audience wanted. So we always left a way where they could contact us or me. And I would write them a letter and say, guys, I need your help. I want to build the best show by your opinion that can do the most amount of good by your opinion. Please tell me. What do you like? What don't you like? Et cetera, et cetera. And we developed a questionnaire. And I mean, at one time we had 150-some questions on a questionnaire. And guys would not only fill it out, but, I mean, they'd write 6, 8, 10 pages of notes in addition to it with thoughts and ideas. And for the last 37 years, we have molded and shaped their show and reshaped it every year for where the audience is at. Because it is a service to them. Our goal is one thing. We want to inspire families to spend more time together in the outdoors.
Absolutely.
Fishing,
amen.
Hunting, being there.
Yep.
Absolutely. You know, Cuz Strickland was our guest speaker last year. Cuz said something that I'd never really thought about, but it rings so true, and especially with you, is our leaders in the outdoors industry didn't go by roadmaps.
Right.
We all set our own trails and made our own paths, and you have certainly done that in what you've done with your outdoor television programming and other things that you've done in your career. And I just thought that was so fitting for all of us that's been in the industry a long time, Ray, I too. Each one of us has, we've blazed our own trails, and we've welcomed others to follow and to get on our train and ride with us. But what a wonderful, wonderful country that we live in, that we're able to do something that we enjoy doing and see God's face in the outdoors every day.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that 100%. On the other hand, I mean, those of us who pioneered the industry have to remember what happened to a lot of the pioneers who pioneered their country, where they wound up with arrows in their back. I mean, you don't always do everything right when you're pioneering, because there's nobody to ask.
You're right.
You've got to look up above and ask for guidance and help from our Creator, and then go about every day trying to do the best job that you can. And in our particular case, it's our best job is helping people understand the outdoors so they can have a little bit more success, have a little bit more fun, and inspiring to take their family along. I mean, when you go to your grave, it doesn't matter how big or small your pile is or if you have one.
Right.
The thing that is the most valuable thing you have is your treasure trove of memories. And those that were the closest to your heart are generally family memories. The second ones, the most intimate memories, will be those that you make in the outdoors. And when you combine those outdoor memories with the family memories, you get what I have. A remembrance of my father. I took him to about every big thing he killed and every big thing he caught after I got started in the outdoor business. We spent so much time together. We had so many memories. We had so many things we did and were challenged at the same time. And, I mean, when Dad passed, there was nothing else he could give me. He had given me everything, including the inside of his soul, when we were out on a lot of these trips together. It doesn't get any better than that.
No, it doesn't. All right, babe, congratulations again. I'm going to see you down in Nashville.
Thank you, babe, and congratulations again. Yep. Can't wait to see you, man.
And thank you for coming on the show with us this morning. It was great to have you back on the show with us, babe.
Thank you, Ray. You guys have a great morning, and thank you for everything you do, Ray, to do exactly what I'm trying to do, inspiring more people to participate.
Yes, indeed.
It's as good of a thing as a human can do.
Amen. Great weekend, my friend.
Amen.
We need to take a break. We want to stand aside and go to the other side of the world.